This is Susan Robb for Teachers for a New Era. I'm talking with Mark Teague, who's an author and also an illustrator of many books for children. Many are award-winning, and he's done more than 40. The books include Dear Mrs. LaRue, Letters from Obedience School, which is a really funny book, the Poppleton series, a very well-known, actually best-selling series for books from Jane Yolen called How to Dinosaurs. She's the author, Mark's the illustrator, and they're New York Times bestsellers. So How do Dinosaurs Go to School, How do Dinosaurs Eat Their Food, How do Dinosaurs Say I Love You, and those have become tremendously popular. And the most recent thing that Mark has done is a book that is his first novel, young adult novel, called The Doom Machine. So Mark, thank you for talking with me. Tell me first how you got started doing children's books.
I kind of lucked into it. I just had a job working at Barnes & Noble in the city, in New York City, and I was doing window displays. And that was sort of my exposure to children's books, first time since I was a kid myself. Always loved books, always loved to write and draw. I really never had any formal training at it, but that kind of gave me the inspiration. And so I wrote and illustrated my first book while I was working there, and was able, I was really just very lucky, was able to get published pretty quickly with Scholastic.
Did you imagine as a kid, some people do, some people have no idea where they're headed. They might have the passion for it, but they might not know that's where it might take them. So did you imagine doing books when you were young?
No, I was one of those guys with no idea, you know, but it's kind of funny in retrospect because I think part of the reason why I didn't think of it as a career was it was always kind of just fun. You know, it was something that I would do after school. I would make up stories and constantly drawing pictures. And for whatever reason, it just never really occurred to me that that was something I would do as a job when I grew up.
Do you ever look at books and say, oh, I would do it completely differently?
You know, I don't. I haven't really thought of that. It's usually, it feels like when the book is made, it's kind of set in a way, and it kind of has its own presence and its feeling, and I don't think about redoing other people's work.
Now, with the dinosaur books, they're really interesting and different in that people have talked, I know, to you about having the parents be people and the dinosaurs be kids, but also each, it's almost like vignettes is the way it looks, because you have a little episode with one set of parents and a different dinosaur. And so tell me, you know, how you think of those books.
Well, you know, that kind of came about by trial and error. I received this wonderful manuscript from Jane Yolen many years ago now for How Do Dinosaurs Say Goodnight. And my first concept of it was that it was a family of dinosaurs going sort of through a bedtime ritual. And when I first started to sketch it out that way, it's kind of a family of tyrannosaurs, I didn't feel like the drawings were living up to the verse, which is very strong and really wonderful. And so I just kept playing with it. When I switched it around and made the parents people, it got funnier and a lot weirder, and then it was still just one family for a while, and that was not interesting enough either. And I remember being a kid, I was one of those kids who loved dinosaurs growing up, and I remembered one of the things that I always loved about dinosaurs was the variety of the creatures, all these different strange monsters. And so I wanted to bring that into the story. And that kind of just had the almost unintended consequence, but really good consequence of creating all these different human families as well. And so then the books become about sort of the diversity of families, which is a really, I think, nice aspect of the series.
Yeah, it gives the kind of a feeling with the dinosaurs, too, that it's such typical kid behavior.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's so much of the fun of that, and the dinosaurs really are just little children in a way, except for they look so improbable, these great huge creatures in a small child's bedroom. It's visually, that's a lot of the fun of the stories.
In a way, probably how kids see themselves, whereas the parents see them as normal-sized.
I think so. I mean, I think that's part of the appeal to the children, to imagine themselves as these big, powerful creatures. I think that's a lot of fun for them.
Now, your books can be very funny. Dear Mrs. LaRue is a dog riding back to its owner, saying, you know, he didn't really intend to end up in this obedience school and things like that. But it's very much like these characters. They do seem somewhat opinionated or strong-willed.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I have dogs, and they are opinionated and strong-willed, and children as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's characters make a story, and the strong, interesting characters make better stories. So, you know, with the Dear Mrs. LaRue stories, those started more with kind of the idea of the typical kind of kid at summer camp who's writing letters home from summer camp, and that again was just, that was an idea I was playing with that wasn't interesting enough, and when I switched it over to a dog at obedience school, everything just kind of clicked that way. A lot of my stories feel like that. It's just, there's a lot of trial and error before it kind of gels, before it turns into something more special.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about is, I saw at one point you were quoted saying that drawing is somewhat like acting, and you alluded to something that I hadn't really seen before, which was, you said that your wife has said that sometimes you make expressions like the character, like what you're drawing. And I mean, I never thought about that. But does it feel like that to you when you're, does illustrating feel like being inside the character in the way that a writer might describe it?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, it's something my wife pointed out to me, so I was doing it unconsciously. But I think that is how the characters come out onto the page. It's a process that's hard to describe, but you're sort of pulling it from inside yourself. So it doesn't really surprise me that I'm wearing the expression that I'm illustrating. That's how it's done. You're pulling it from inside yourself. The writing process is, I mean, in many ways, very, very different, but it does share that quality. Somehow or other, it's a way of transforming something that's going on often deep inside that you're not even really connected with in a conscious way, and pulling that stuff up and just transforming it either into writing or drawing.
When you write and illustrate a book, how does that work for you? I mean, everyone has a different process. So are you doing, sort of conceiving both the art and the text at the same time, or does one come first?
For me, it almost always works where the written part comes first, and usually when I'm writing, I'm not even thinking about what it's going to look like. So they're pretty separate processes. Often I'll have the manuscript completely done, revised, everything before I start sketching or even thinking about what the art's going to look like. I mean, that said, I think I have sort of a visual imagination anyway, so even when I'm writing, I'm kind of seeing the thing in a way, so that the illustration part kind of flows pretty easily after the writing's done. It's already sort of there in a way, because I've kind of been seeing it as I'm writing.
Now, your most recent book, you've gone in the other direction where you've done all just writing. It's a novel. And so what did that feel like to you? Did the process feel very different?
It's just in size and scale, it's a whole different thing. It is an illustrated novel, so it's got the black and white drawings inside, but it really is a huge writing project, and it really doesn't compare to writing picture books. I mean, it's like a marathon versus a sprint. It's just such a different process, and I lived with it for years, which is different from anything else I've ever done. Really interesting process, and sort of a lifelong ambition too. So I'm glad to have finally pulled that off.
So is it something you think you'll do more of?
Oh yeah, I hope so. I'm working on a sequel right now. I'm very slow, so I'm not sure how long it will take. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. And you know, the my recent picture books have sort of, I felt like they were kind of pushing that form towards a limit in terms of being kind of sophisticated and kind of for an older crowd. The Dear Mrs. LaRue books, for picture books, have a kind of a big story and a lot of fairly sophisticated language. So I think I was kind of pushing in that way anyway. And to be able to do a full kind of almost epic novel was really fun. It let me stretch out in a way I never have before.
Are there other genres or areas that you know already that you're looking to pursue for the future?
I'm not sure. I'm generally, in general, not that well thought out. I mean, things just kind of come up. I'm a little curious about graphic novels because it seems like a natural fit in a way. It also seems like a ton of work, so I'm not sure, but that might be something I would try at some point.
Well, Mark, thank you very much for talking with me. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.